Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, I have a YouTube channel, and it is primarily gun reviews for the most part. I have done some backpack reviews, and I have done some camera reviews, but for the most part it's been guns because it's, you know, Lock and Load Radio. And I have a Glock 45 currently in the hands of Taryn Butler at Taryn Tactical Innovations because he is going to do some things to tweak it because I can shoot custom Glocks, but I have trouble with stock Glocks. Now, not being able to shoot a Glock, lots of people don't like them. Lots of people have issues with them. Lots of people... They pick other guns, and you know, it really becomes just a matter of preference. Personal preference is always a great thing. But my problem with Glock is while I can shoot and I can group, I'm not putting the rounds where I want to put the rounds. And there's always this thing of low left. Now, I've had chats with Steve Fisher, and I've had chats with Dave Harrington, and I've had chats with all kinds of people about why that is that way. And the prevailing thought process is it could be one of many things. Now, what it is probably primarily with me is I just shoot way too many guns. I shoot, you know, I've got two Nighthawks here that I get to take out this weekend. That'll be great, but you know, then I'm shooting that 1911 angle again, which I can shoot all day long. I can shoot SIGs all day long. I can shoot CZs all day long. Glock, not so much. The only Glocks I've ever been able to shoot well are agency arms Glocks. Prior to that, salient arms Glocks, which were basically agency arms Glocks. So that's why I have a Glock 45 with Taryn Tactical. One, because he was kind enough to tell me he was going to work one over for me. And two, because I have so much Glock stuff. I mean, I've got literally so much Glock stuff. It's just crazy. Back to the YouTube channel. Most of the time with the YouTube channel, like I just saw a comment there where I was talking about the SIG P365, and guy goes, so this guy's basically a gun snob, because I don't think the SIG P365 is going to be the only gun. If I'm carrying a gun... It's not, the only gun I'm going to have is not going to be the SIG P365. It is too small. It is phenomenal for what it is, but it is too small. So, you know, dudes are, so this makes this guy a gun snob. No, it doesn't. And, I mean, it goes down from there. Most of the time, the comments I get, it just goes down, down, down. I mean, it's almost like I'm attracting the lowest common denominator among humanity. Then today, on the video for Why Can't I Shoot a Glock, I get this in the comments. You're shooting low left because you have an ulnar deviation instead of a radial deviation in your dominant shooting hand wrist. This is a fancy way of saying that you're exerting more force towards the beaver tail area. Instead, it's better to exert force towards the lower back strap. While you're doing this, just let the gun do its thing and don't fight the recoil. I was intrigued, to say the least. I didn't know what an ulnar was, to be honest with you. So then I get this. I wrote the part about my trigger finger and the arthritis and everything else. He comes back at me. Replay your first shot at 650 at quarter speed. You flinch low left. This flinch is exacerbated because the grip angle biases your right wrist to ulnar deviation. However, with any other platform with a more shallow grip angle, your wrist is more neutral, so you end up pushing straight towards the target. Just focus on putting pressure through the bottom part of your palm and see if it makes a difference. It is unlikely that this is due to your trigger fingers. The footage looks like it stems from a pre-ignition push and not from trigger jerk. Dude's taking my video and he's breaking it down. So I reached out to this guy, I gave him my email address, and I asked him to give me a buzz, and he gave me a call. And his name is Tony Wong. He's a former competitive shooter. My first thought was that he was some sort of a, orthopedic surgeon or something. He's a software engineer. And he's a former competitive shooter. And he used to win his matches with a Glock 26, which is crazy to consider. He does have other Glocks like 19s and 34s, but the gun he competed with was the Glock 26. He also has a Staccato C2, which everybody should have a Staccato C2. I'm going to have Tony come on the show next week. Simply because nobody has ever, for the first time ever, somebody has actually laid this out. Because most of the time when I'm talking to somebody on the air, this is not somebody that has watched me shoot in slow motion. 9 times out of 10. Joe Chambers has watched me shoot in slow motion, but he's watched me shoot his guns in slow motion. And his gun, he's watched me shoot other guns as well, but they've all been 2011, 1911 pattern guns. So he watches the way I shoot, and that's why he built the gun that I have right now, the Fat WMGC. That's why it's built the way it's built, because he watched me shoot. But I find this fascinating. So what's basically happening, because of the grip angle, and because that I normally go high on the beaver tail, which is the flare coming off the back of the gun where the slide meets the frame, because I'm pushing up right there, because of that grip angle, that push translates into a left push for me. Hence, low left. I'm pushing down, I'm pushing left. Which I knew that, I just didn't know what was causing it. Which now, this means all kinds of other stuff. I mean, this this means that I will be sitting back and thinking of all the times that I've sold every Glock I've got, every Glock I own, and gotten rid of them because I didn't know this, but now I do know this. But Tony Wong, he's going to come on the show. That kind of breakdown and everything from a competitive shooter, which makes me think that most of the competitive shooters I talk to, like Keita, we're talking about movement or something like that, not about the actual grip and angles and wrists and deviations and what causes you to lean this way and what causes you to lean that way. The other thing he told me, which was interesting, is that most people that have never shot anything before that pick up a Glock can hit exactly what they're aiming at. Which I have seen that, and I've often wondered what that was about. But that's all. That's all beside the point. I found that fascinating. That was fascinating for me to have that conversation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or
set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer John Petrolino. Are you an instructor as well? I always miss that part if you're an instructor. Are you an instructor as well?
Yes, I have. I'm certified in both NRA and USCCA for the basic stuff and a whole bunch of disciplines with the NRA, and then for the USCCA basic defensive pistol and concealed carry fundamentals and home defense fundamentals. So that's kind of my side hustle is being an instructor.
Between the two, the two certification processes, which one do you feel is the better, or is there a better?
I think that you're comparing apples to oranges in almost a sense, because they're different, and I think they're both great, and they really are, and they both have their merits. The NRA, for some of their higher level stuff like personal protection inside the home or personal protection outside the home, they kind of confine instructors a little bit because they need to bring a police officer or a lawyer in to teach a section of that class. So that kind of holds people back a bit from being able to teach those classes effectively or the way they're supposed to be, because now you have an attorney that you have to pay or a police officer that you have to pay to come in to give a section of the class. Whereas the USCCA, they don't have any requirements like that, and they'll let you go over some of the use of force things and, you know, shoot, don't shoot scenarios and things like that. But, you know, both programs, and again, NRA, if you're looking at the basic pistol and first steps, it looks like they're bringing first steps back, which was actually news to me when I started writing the article. First steps is basically a three-hour class that you would do on one firearm make and model, kind of the perfect thing for all of these new gun owners that are out there. You know, learn how to use your gun and use it well. So the NRA first steps, then the basics pistol, basics of pistol shooting, whether it's blended, which includes an internet portion and an instructor-led, or you have strictly instructor-led class. Again, these are not self-defense classes. These are classes to get you started up and going. They're very comprehensive, very good. I think they're great. USCCA, they go in their beginner level classes, bring up self-defense, and that's what they're getting you ready for. So depending on what you're looking for as a new gun owner or even a veteran gun owner that wants some training, depends on what you want. To select, if you want to just straight up deal with the self-defense stuff, maybe the USCCA is for you. If I had to give a recommendation, if someone's like, hey, what would you recommend? I'd say take an NRA class and a USCCA class because I think they complement each other very well.
It's always good to get different perspectives, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. And I've gotten a lot of students. Last year, I've done more students, since the beginning of the pandemic, I've done more students in the last year and a half than I have since I became an instructor in 2014. And like I said, this is my side hustle, so it's not like I'm getting rich off of training people. But I've gotten a lot of people that have returned for more training. And some of those people, I'm straight up with them. I said, look, unless you're looking to do something different, like, say, a USCCA class or something like that, Go find another instructor. I can recommend other instructors. And, you know, granted, that's not financially beneficial to me, but for the student, getting a different perspective, I think, is incredibly important.
Now, you have the enviable task of training people in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Do you have to go? I mean, is that easily done? Is there a lot of hoops to jump through on that one?
Yeah, there are a lot of hoops to jump through. So basically, I don't have my own facility, so I have to do this at at a range. So there's a range that I do have an agreement with where it's okay for me to train people. But because of that, I don't have a classroom. So I'm doing primarily at the range training. Everything that you get is there. Whereas if you're in, let's say, Free America, I could go and rent a space, which would be much easier anywhere, and bring firearms to that space and get out of the way all of the this is the muzzle, this is the trigger stuff in the classroom, and then bring it to the range later on. But because of New Jersey's possession laws, we cannot do that. That would be a felony.
Yeah, I've read about some of those New Jersey laws. There was a time, if I'm not mistaken, to where if you were driving from range to home or vice versa, that you couldn't stop, like, at the convenience store and use the restroom, could you?
That time is technically still now. The statute of the law does read, and I'm not an attorney, right, or a paid attorney spokesperson, but the statute is, you know, directly to the range and home from the range with no unnecessary deviation. And there was a memo that was issued out when Chris Christie was governor, kind of clarifying what that includes, like a necessary deviation being using the restroom, going to the hospital, getting food and stuff like that. But they were still very, very confining requirements. And, well, you know what? Chris Christie's not the governor anymore, and I don't know if the rest of Free America got the memo, but Governor Phil Murphy is not exactly a fan of firearms and or firearm owners. So how that guidance is perceived today, you know, is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, that would be rough stuff for me. That would be rough stuff for me. I've seen, although I also know that there is one place that is worse, and that's Hawaii. So these restrictive states bug me a little bit. Real quick, tell everybody how they can find you, please, sir, before we head into the next pause.
Sure, johntetrolino.com. So that's www.johntetrolino.com. And like I said, you can reach out to me, read about me, my bio, my background, my book, and there's some links to some articles that will bring you to some other articles as well, and interviews as well, podcasts, shows, things like that.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. An archbishop on Thursday responded to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's claim, a devout Catholic who supports abortion. Let me repeat, no one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent human life, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said in a statement. Pelosi was asked during a press conference earlier in the day why Democrats have declined to allow a vote on a bill that would block taxpayer-funded abortions. Known as the Indians since 1915, Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will be called the Guardians. The ball club announced the name change Friday with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
because this is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
This is USA Radio News. As COVID-19 cases are again on the rise across the country, this time due to the Delta variant, some are calling for masks to be made mandatory once more in school classrooms. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that won't happen in the Sunshine State.
I have a three-year-old son. And you got people like Fauci saying he should be muzzled, that you should be throwing masks on these three-year-old kids. It's totally unacceptable.
Earlier this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended universal masking in schools, regardless of vaccination status. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that the Chinese Communist Party's recent move to reject a second investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is dangerous and called on the regime to allow investigators inside the country without interference. The World Health Organization presented a plan days ago to audit laboratories and wet markets in Wuhan. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and instructor John Petrolino, just talking about how much fun it was to train people in New Jersey. Tell me about the book, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So Decoding Firearms, the subtitle is An Easy-to-Read Guide on General Gun Safety and Use, was actually kind of accidentally born. Since we were talking about training, in 2019, I was wrapping up working on another project of somebody else's, their book. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, there's some things that I would do differently or, you know, whatever. While that was project was going on, I was actually writing a class that I was putting together so that I can give my students maybe a little bit more of what they want. And again, getting away from some of the confines of the NRA program or USCCA, whatever. So I put together my own program. And for the book, I had said, you know, I wanted to come up with a handout that I could give to my students that they could go home with that I thought was all the important information that they needed about gun use and gun ownership. So I based it off of the outline for my class. And when I got done, I ended up with a 266-page book, and it's 6x9. So this isn't a small book by any stretch of the imagination. And needless to say, it's not just a handout. It's a full-on book, and I cover in here, you know, all the safety rules that you need to be aware of. And I also go over pistols, revolvers, rifles, and shotguns. So I go over long guns and handguns in here to kind of give gun owners a fillet of everything so you can pick this thing up and it'll be somewhat universal to your needs. And granted, it's a basic level book. It's not a doctoral level, you know, use of force book. This is the 101, you're a brand new gun owner, and this is what I think you need to know. And in there, like I said, I go over all the rules and the use, and I get the reader up to the point where they're at the range and they're getting ready to fire their first shots. And that's the first half of the book, is covering that material. And then from, like, I think chapters 9 through 14, I look a little bit closer at some of the rules and talk about things like sanitary considerations, you know, protecting yourself from, you know, lead and chemical exposure at the range. I talk about personal protective equipment, or PPE, quite in depth. I look at it from an occupational safety hazard perspective. So your different hearing protection and what the noise reduction rating or NRR would be, you know, what that all means. And then also for your eye protection, your glasses, the different ANSI ratings that are out there, and what all this stuff might actually mean. So that's also another section of the book, and talking also about gun storage and the different apparatuses and ways to store a gun, from your straight-up big, heavy-duty safe to concealment furniture or quick-access lock boxes. So I really tried to leave very few stones unturned in the book. There's a very small section on gun cleaning, and the reason why it's very small is because to my readers, I've mentioned it over 43 times throughout the text of the book, referencing the manual, that when you get a new gun, read the manual. The manual has really good, tremendous information in there, at least it should. And part of that is going to be the gun manufacturer's, you know, policy and procedure on how you should be cleaning that firearm. So the cleaning of the firearm section in the book kind of just talks about your basic things that you might need to be able to clean a gun, and then your, you know, go from breech to muzzle type of thing, and, you know, lubricating and that kind of stuff. So it's nothing too crazy. And at the very end of the book, I talk about the Second Amendment. I've got a very, very short chapter on the Second Amendment in there. And the reason why it's very short, because I didn't want the book to be a political book. That I like to leave it apolitical. So I try to keep a lot of the rhetoric out of there, talking about the negative jurisdictions, for lack of a better term. So right. There's very few references to that in the book. But again, hey, the Second Amendment belongs to everybody, left, right, or center, blue, red, purple. It doesn't matter. The Second Amendment is an American right for all Americans, for everyone to enjoy. So I do have that chapter in there discussing that, kind of as a primer to hopefully get people to maybe read a little bit more on their own. Because let's face it, we don't know who all these new gun owners are, but I can guess there's also some people that don't necessarily agree with your politics or my politics that are now gun owners. And they deserve training. To me, it's a nonpartisan thing.
The one thing about books like that, though, and I discovered this working locally as a fill-in on various radio stations, around where I live, there's two or three places you can go to get instruction, and I keep getting begged when I mention that on the air to go get the instruction there, and they don't know where it's at. And I don't know why they don't know where it's at. I kind of have my doubts about their seriousness about training, because we walk around with these smartphones. Smartphones are the access to all the known knowledge man has to offer right now today. And everybody's got one, so, or for the most part they do. So while everybody's got one and they're not using them to look up where these places are, I sit back and I, you know, when somebody writes something like this or something, or some sort of guide and gives somebody some sort of ideas of where to go and what to look for and what to, you know, what sort of techniques you want to see and that kind of thing, that's always a good reference for them. But I just, you know, the big problem we have, and you might want to, if you want to talk with me about this, I would love to get your take on it, especially coming out of New Jersey. The big problem that I think people like you and I have is we put out all this work to help these new people doing things, and the legacy media just basically doesn't report on it, doesn't put it out there. If they're not looking for it actively, they don't know it exists.
Right, and to your point, 100%, I think you're spot on. I mean, the article that we were talking about, the new firearm owner time to train article, is in a website called Bearing Arms. So I'm putting this out in almost an echo chamber. So my hope is that somebody would use a search engine and maybe that's a new gun owner maybe stumble upon this, because you're 100% correct. Legacy media and mainstream media, they're not reporting about this stuff, and you know that would not necessarily fit the narrative that they think needs to be put out. And I could be wrong about that, but that's just my observation. Because I would love for this kind of information to get further out there to the masses. And, you know, to your point, we have these smartphones. In our hands, we have more computing power than they had that they used to put man on the moon.
Yeah. Hang on for me there, John. We're coming up on the next break.
Sure thing.
Find John's work at bearingarms.com, which is an excellent resource. Cam Edwards, Tom Knighton, John, they still have the works of Bob Owens there. And, of course, Ammo Land, you know how I feel about them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for pain so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and instructor John Petrolina. And you and I, and the ones that do what we do, the ones that try to disseminate information, whether it's news or something instructional, we fight an uphill battle, don't we?
Yeah, uphill battle, to put it lightly, for sure.
Now, especially for you now, in New Jersey, you know, you got Anthony Calandro, who's out there, the gun for hire. I mean, there's you have a lot of very staunch pro Second Amendment advocates that fight. You haven't left there for whatever reason. And I'll be honest with you, I would have left there by now. I would have headed for free America just to have that culture shock once in my life. And,
yeah, I hear you.
So for you, I mean, how do you keep motivated to continue the fight, especially when you're in one of the areas in the United States where it is so restrictive?
I committed myself to this. I can't exactly say when, but clearly, you know, I'm on the side of freedom, and this cause is important to me. And guys like Anthony Calandro, and a big shout out to Anthony. What a great patriot instructor. Does a lot for the Second Amendment in New Jersey. And he's been dealing with this far longer than I have. And I don't know how, because to what you say is, how do you have the motivation? This is what it is. If we don't stop, slow, or reverse all of these issues and problems and bad policy and laws in states like New Jersey, New York, California, Illinois, Maryland, Hawaii, if there aren't people here sounding the alarm, doing the work to try to keep it at bay, it's going to come across the whole entire country. It really will. And this year, things seem very, very promising on the level for the states. There's a lot of states that are asserting themselves. And I think it's a great thing to see the number of permitless carry states go up. The number of states that are asserting themselves as Second Amendment sanctuaries, they're sending a message. But that does not change the fact that these bad policies start in states like New Jersey and California, and they spring up all over the country. So somebody has to do it. And at minimum, we can laugh about it and kind of ingest, and somebody's got to be here to kind of shut the lights off when the party's over too.
Right. Right.
When is it time to call it quits? I don't know. And Anthony's been at this for 30 plus years, and I've only been really writing about Second Amendment related stuff since 2015, and not that much from 2015 up until last year. Last year is when things really blew up, and I started to, really write a lot of Second Amendment content. I could see it's exhausting. I just try to keep my eye on the prize and hope that in 5 years from now, when you and I chat, that we'll be talking about the freedoms that have been returned to states like New Jersey and New York, and hopefully this Corlett case. It was rebranded as something else now, the New York State Rifle Pistol Association case. Hopefully that this will yield relief to the citizens of the final holdout states that just refuse to issue concealed carry permits. And it's not just concealed carry permits, but that's a big thing. But now we're dealing with what? The ghost guns. We're dealing with the red flag laws. We're dealing with all of these horrible policies. The AR-15 gone from two offending features, they want to, knock it down to one offending feature. So these things spring up in these states, and I'm hoping that with all of the activism and the lawsuits and the work that's getting done, that, like I said, in 5 years from now, my motivation is that we'll be able to say, hey, you remember when we talked? Yeah, look at how much things have changed for the better, and that's my motivation, that there will be relief for people in these crummy states.
Well, I mean, to be completely transparent here, New Jersey does have a concealed carry premise, and I think is it they give out about 400 permits per year?
It's something ridiculously low for sure. That's actually something I'm thinking about putting a new Freedom of Information Act request out on and get those numbers again. But they're low. They're, for private citizens that don't have a security job or a guard diamonds or something like that, yeah, it's an incredibly low number. If I were to apply for one, I would not get one.
Right.
You need to have this serious and specific repeated threats is the threshold to fill the justifiable need statute in New Jersey. And if you're not able to bring this documented proof of serious and specific threat, so it can't even just be a crazed group that's out there that's trying to wage war on all whatever group, right? It has to be this specific person, I'm coming after you, John, and I'm going to get you, John.
Well, what kind of stuff did you guys see in the during the Antifa BLM season and during COVID and everything else? What kind of increase in crime did you guys see?
Interestingly enough, I feel that in comparison to some other left of center areas, New Jersey didn't get hit as bad. Now, there were some events that went south, but let's face the fact, the gold standard right now is Portland that's burning, or the Chap or Cha zone that we had going on out there in Seattle. None of that was really going on in Jersey, thank God. But I do believe there were a few isolated situations. For some reason, we actually do have our stuff together in that department, it seems. So I do have to give credit where credit's due, that the departments that are dealing with some of these areas where you would have these kind of flare-ups seem to be doing the right thing. That's not to say that there hasn't been an increase. I think the increase in crime has been almost unilaterally across the whole country, that people are seeing numbers of theft and violent crime has gone up. And again, this is brings us back to the beginning of the show, like, well, why do we have all these new firearm owners out there? Well, because they're worried about what we're discussing.
Yeah, plus the I haven't heard a lot about the New Jersey defund the police movement either, so I've been wondering about that.
Yeah, I haven't either, and it's been I almost find it strange because New Jersey's so good at screwing things up. I'm just shocked that they haven't screwed that up here yet either. but, you know, I've had a guy that came to me for training. He was a guy I knew for 20-something years. He said, you know, I live in, you know, this county in New Jersey. It's a good, strong county that they believe in freedoms. He's like, you know, who knows what's going to change when? He's just, you know, at a you know, drop of a dime, things can change, and next thing you know, we're all left, you know, to our own devices. And his words were, I never felt like I needed a gun, but I do now, you know, and that's kind of been the overall sentiment that I've been getting from a lot of students, and that defund the police rhetoric plays into that. I haven't seen it too strong in New Jersey. And if somebody... Yeah. If somebody's got some information about that, reach out to me on my website. I'd love to read about it and, you know, discuss it for sure.
Well, we're about to run out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. We will do this again. JohnPetrolino.com. Find him at Bearing Arms and at Amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure to be with you, and I look forward to being on the show with you again.
Roger that. Coming up next, coming out of Detroit, Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.